Utah's Republican-controlled state legislature voted Tuesday to bring back executions by firing squad. It is being called the most dramatic illustration yet of the nationwide frustration over botched executions and shortages of the drugs used in lethal injections. The bill would allow firing squads if there is a deficiency of lethal injection drugs. Legal Director John Mejia from the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah says the bill has already brought negative attention to the state.
I think that time and experience have shown that all of the methods that we've tried have failed because they've caused people pain and unnecessary suffering. That's, in my mind, not replacing a humane method with a humane method. It's replacing a cruel method with another cruel method.
Utah and several other states are scrambling to modify their laws after a botched Oklahoma lethal injection last year, and one in Arizona in which the condemned man took nearly 2 hours to die. Meanwhile, Texas prepared to execute a Mexican mafia hitman Wednesday night with its second-to-last dosage of drugs. Governor Gary Herbert has declined to say if he will sign or veto the firing squad bill. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Brenna Kelly.